Welcome back. So now we're at week six, which is our boot camp circuit. And this is very exciting, this one. Bit of up and go. And I will be sending you through a link to this that will be the video footage. But I'll talk you through this one now. And I hope you enjoyed last week, which was the self-healing and the chakra rebalancing. So we're going from one extreme to the other this week, aren't we? More physical stuff this week, more internal physical stuff last week. But if you did your homework, you should feel more energized to be able to do your boot camp circuit. So in theory anyway, hopefully that's worked for you. So I'll get you to get your notes out because we'll be working through all the aspects of the physical body and energy systems with Team Warrior. These boot camps I've been doing for years, you know, probably 15 years, these styles of boot camps, and they're amazing. They work for any fitness level, and you can take it to your own level, which is great. You can do it in your own home with hardly any room. I've done these in hotel rooms where I've had no room at all, and I've been stuck inside, so, and I've done it down the beach. And I've got some YouTube video footage, actually. You can Google me, the Transformational Warrior YouTube, and there's a beach footage that I did probably about 12 months ago nearly now. This is slightly different, so I'll talk you through this. Prior to doing this, you need to make sure you do have clearance from a medical practitioner, unless you're somebody that's a very fit person and you know exactly what you're doing. I always recommend to go and see somebody fully qualified in their field to make sure that you can do these exercises. So this is only guidelines, some suggestions as a boot camp. That's all they are. So this is something that if you want to really do this and you're not sure whether it's for you, I would recommend you go and get somebody, a medical practitioner, to give you the clearance before you start. So the first thing you would do is a 5-minute warm-up and stretch like we discussed in the programming. Strength and cardiovascular programming, same for this. 5-minute warm-up. If you're in a health club environment, you can go on a treadmill warming up. And if you're in a colder climate, you'd need 10-minute warm-up, especially if you're outdoors doing this. Go for a run, go for a walk. Walk then run, preferably, so you don't hurt yourself and injure yourself if you've got tight joints. So nice and relaxed when you come out of that warm-up and you're ready to go. Nice and warm. These are 3 1-minute rounds, so each one's 1 minute. You don't have to do three rounds, and you don't have to do a full minute. You could even start with one round of 30 seconds and see how you go. It should take about 20 minutes roughly, give or take, with your warm-up and stretches at the end. 30 minutes if you're really having to do a lot of warm-up. So it'll all depend on where you are, what your situation is. But usually it's a maximum of 30 minutes this should take. So it's in your lunch break if you're in the corporate sector. I used to work in the corporate sector, personal training, and I used to do this with my people in their lunch break. Quick, half hour, in, out, that was it. So the first one are push-ups. You do 1 minute of push-ups. Then you go straight into your squats. You've got squats with your arms behind your head, laced behind your head with your fingers, or wall squats, and the same applies, hands behind your head. So there's some options there. Mountain climbers, I'll talk you through that when I do the video footage. You'll be able to see what mountain climbers are. You can Google it anyway. Walking or stationary lunges, depending if you've got room to move. Run 20 meters and walk back if you have the room. If not, you'll be jogging or marching on the spot for 1 minute. Plank. Okay, core stability work. And again, there's variations to the planks as well. Then you'll do your cool down, which would be a walk, 5 minutes, and a stretch at the end. And relaxation meditation to finish, preferably, which I'll be talking through next week with the meditation. There'll be relaxation meditation in there. So great if you can do that at the end of the boot camp. 2 days a week, that's probably all you need to be sufficient and enjoy as well. You don't want to be doing it too much. You do need to have a rest period between your days of doing exercise as well. So twice a week, complete the exercises, and more enjoyable with a partner. Work hard and make it fun. So it'd be good to do it with somebody if you possibly can. But however, if you find you can't, that's fine. You can do it on your own and see how you go that way. But if you want to do it in a group, great, even better. So enjoy your boot camp and remember to look at the video footage. That will only probably take about 5-10 minutes, so it won't take you very long to learn it. I think it's about 7-minute video footage. That way then you know exactly what you're doing, and good luck with it. See you in the next session, week 7, nearly finished. Take care.